Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus died for everyone. Care who they are, I think we can agree with that. Whosoever will, let him come and taste of the water of life freely. Let me ask you a question. Does it say whosoever accept these people or whosoever accept this lifestyle? It says whosoever. It's all inclusive. He leaves nobody out. On the other side, if they haven't changed, let me put it this way to you. There's a lot of Baptists who are going to hell because they made a profession of faith, but they never had a possession of faith. A lot of them. They became baptized. They did what they signed the card. We just had a baptism, baptized four people here a week or two ago. I told them, baptism doesn't save. You are baptized because you have been saved, not in order to be saved. But there's a lot of Baptists who are going to hell. Being a Baptist doesn't send you to heaven. Amen. Neither does these things send you to hell if you've repented of your sins. One more thing, and I got to move. Turn me to John 3:16. Okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. For this is so important, we skip over a lot of this. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath why? The only thing that sent anybody to hell, the only thing that sends anybody to hell is unbelief in Jesus Christ. Anything you can be forgiven for. Well, I know about that unpardonable sin. You know what the unpardonable sin is? It's unbelief. It's saying no to the Spirit of God over and over. And he's calling you. He's convicting you. By the way, you cannot be saved apart from the wooing of the Holy Spirit. You can't be saved anytime you want to be saved. Well, I'll be saved tomorrow. Well, not the Holy Spirit ain't calling you to himself and all. Today is a day of salvation. Call upon him while he is near. Goes back to my previous point. When God goes home, when God is through with you, Chad, these other things, they said, no, no, no. God's done with them. I don't know when that is. That's when Romans 1 takes place. He turns them over to a reprobate mind. But what about before he turns them over to a reprobate mind? Are you following? They were already in that lifestyle. And like Sodom and Gomorrah, come out, come out. And no, we're staying here, would die. Same way with the homosexuals. He turned them over. To turn them over, obviously, before you turn them over, you have to try to receive them. Does that make sense to y'all? He didn't give up on them until they crossed that line. I don't know when that is. What's true of a homosexual is true of a Baptist church member. It's true of anybody. They could say no to God, and no, 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 no. And God says, okay, have it your way. My spirit shall not always strive. However, we have to go back to the very beginning that he loves the world. He tasted death for no exception. Now, if there was an exception in there, you know what, like in parentheses, or an exception clause, I could run with that. Well, he tasted death for every man except these people. Are y'all following? So I know there's a lot out there, but know that he hates iniquity. Let me give you one more. Chad, you ruined I love you. Let me give you another in Malachi. Turn with me to Malachi. This is a good one. Hadn't seen this in a while. Let me find it again. I know it's here in Malachi. Where does it say God hates divorce? Where? Oh, okay. Verse number 16. How a lot of people turn things. They'll take a phrase and they'll build everything. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. In other words, he hates divorce. For one covereth the violence of his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that ye deal not treacherously. Here's the key. When it says God hates divorce, does God hate divorce? Well, yes, but in context, do you know there's biblical reasons for divorce? What he was talking about here, if you read that whole chapter, they were dealing treacherously with the wife of their youth. In other words, the wife burnt the guy's biscuits that morning. And under the law of Moses, you could give that wife of your youth a bill of divorcement because she burnt your biscuits. And they were divorcing people left and right and left and right and left and right. And God says, I hate that. Not that he hates divorce. He hates how they dealt with the wife. Are y'all following the thought? Now, this will blow some of y'all, and y'all probably go kick me out of this pulpit after I said this, you know. But listen, there's a lot out there that has ruined a lot of good men. A lot of preachers, a lot of things out there that the wife has left them in the independent ranks. In other ranks, the wife has left them, and other preachers say, well, you're done. Well, what does the Bible have to say about that? Are y'all mad at me? Let me give you another one. In Jeremiah, if God hates divorce, why in Jeremiah chapter 3 did he put away backsliding Israel? And he told Judah, I'm going to do the same thing to you. If a holy God can, this is going to go out on radio, it's going on the internet, and I'm going to get some slack. I know some independent Baptist preachers, they're going to come after me. But I'm standing on the word of God in Jeremiah chapter 3. If God says, I put her away that because of what she's done, and I'm going to do the same thing to you, your that sister, Israel, are y'all following? Why did he put her away? Because she committed whoredom and idolatry. He put her away. There's a lot of things out there. So we'll pick up on something and we'll ride that thing and we'll beat a horse to death not knowing what the rest of the Bible says about that subject. When you look at the subject of divorce, there's three main people. There's a lot of different things you can look at divorce. But three main spokesmen for divorce. There's Moses, what Moses said about it. There's what Jesus said, and then what Paul says. You put them all together, and you get a complete picture. Turn with me, and y'all messed me up. 1 Corinthians, remember, he's dealing with some people in Corinth, Chad, we just talked about, that came out of a lifestyle. They're saved. What are we going to do? With the same thought. That was in chapter 6. In chapter number 7, turn with me in chapter number 7. 1 Corinthians. Here now these believers, they're now married to unbelievers. They're saved. They came out of this lifestyle. Hey, my husband, my wife, they're unbelievers. Paul, what should I do? So he talks in chapter number 7 how to deal with these unbelievers. And I won't get I won't get this whole chapter. But the problem is, look in verse number 10. Unto the married I commend you not in our Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. In other words, the unbeliever, if they're pleased to be married to you, stay married to them. Are you following? And maybe by your lifestyle. Matter of fact, it talks about, look in verse number 13 and 14. And the woman which hath a husband that believes not, the unbeliever. Remember, these are people who were saved out of this lifestyle. Now they're saved and they're living with a husband or wife who maybe is still whatever they're doing. Believeth not, and if he please to dwell with her, let her not leave him. Stay married. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. In other words, it doesn't mean he's going to get saved. It means he's going to receive all the benefits of her blessings from God. Remember about the Ark of the Covenant with those unbelievers and all? And those unbelievers were getting blessed by God because they had the Ark of the Covenant. And David said, I can't have that. So he went and got that Ark of the Covenant, remember the story, and then Uriah the Hittite. No, Uzzah. Yeah, Uzzah, because I remember Uzzah touched the Ark and done. Okay, let me move on. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. Did you get this? If they don't be married to a believer, if that wife says, I'm not going to marry a preacher, stay married to a preacher, let him depart or her depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such a case.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.